Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. Well, you identified four specific challenges before us. I'd love to capture as many of these as we can before. We'll probably get to a couple of them before the bottom of the hour break. The primacy of the Jewish and Christian faiths are weakened and almost overcome by progressive secularism. Talk about that and even the impact of that reality.
Well, if you look at our Western civilization, not just America, you know, we owe a lot to the Greeks, a fair amount to the Romans, but the decisive contributions were biblical, Jewish and Christian ideas, our culture of giving and caring, the reform movements, the rise of the universities, the rise of modern science, the human rights revolution. Many people don't even understand that the Jewish covenant is what lies behind the American Constitution, through its being rediscovered at the time of the Reformation. All these things came from the scriptures, and yet they've been decisively undercut, especially in our elite institutions. In other words, the universities, the press and media, half of the political world, you know, they're from a very different background, and they've slowly driven Christians out. Now, sometimes they've been militant in literally driving us out. Other times we just capitulated and ceded the world, save the universities, to them. In other words, America was never stolen. It's almost been surrendered. But it's time for Christians to wake up, not so much in a culture war or political campaign, but to really living Christianly and winning our Lord, winning the culture back for our Lord again.
Boy, it reminds me, Oz, of Lot. You know, he grabbed for himself, he grabbed the best land, but he camped among the godless. And when the judgment was impending and the crisis was coming, and he tries to warn his family and they laugh at him thinking he's joking. So he lost even his influence with his family. That seems like such a picture of what has happened for Christians in America today, don't you think?
Sadly, that's so. And you know that Abraham, kept well away from Sodom and didn't live there. But the deeper that Lot got into Sodom, you know, he lost his distinctiveness and his faithfulness and just became a joke. And eventually, sadly, he lost his wife. She hankered after Sodom so much, she looked back and didn't leave with him.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.